travel this land to the Rocky Mountains.
It's time to travel this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Wiz Bryant.
This land to the Great Lakes shine.
On today's program, Wiz takes us on a journey along the mighty Mackenzie River in Canada's Northwest Territories in a song of survival.
Take my hand and travel this land.
To me, and many other Canadians, Tom Berger is a true Canadian hero. He is the kind of man that I would like to see as Prime Minister because he showed idealism in politics, a sense of true justice, and he told the truth. From 1971 to 1983, Tom Berger served as Justice of the Supreme Court of British Columbia. And from 1974 to 1977, he served as Commissioner of the Mackenzie Valley Pipeline Inquiry. His report, Northern Frontier, Northern Homeland, published in 1977, recommended eloquently against a pipeline across the northern Yukon and for a 10-year moratorium on pipeline construction in the Mackenzie Valley. For the native people of the north, Tom Berger became a friend and ally in the Song of Survival.
Broken bodies by the highway, tiny bird won't fly again. Wild things don't know the reason. Steel highways never end. Dips in silent water. Big river flowing to the sea. Solemn land of silver beauty. I hear you calling out to me.
Tom Berger wished to see Canada's northern wilderness, the Mackenzie Valley, unspoiled by industrial development and the threat of pollution. To him, the settlement of native land claims in the area was a priority. In 1981, Berger's criticism of the federal-provincial constitutional accord for its removal of Aboriginal rights and of the Quebec veto resulted in formal criticism of his indiscretion by the Canadian Judicial Council. In April of 1983, Tom Berger resigned in disagreement with the council's view that judges should not comment on matters of great public concern. The Mackenzie Valley Pipeline was to transport natural gas and later oil from the Arctic Ocean to Alberta. Canadian Arctic Gas Pipeline Limited, a consortium of 27 oil companies, proposed a route from the Prudhoe Fields in Alaska across the northern Yukon to the Mackenzie Delta and then south to Alberta. Foothills Pipelines Limited proposed a shorter route from the Mackenzie Delta to Alberta. The pipeline would have been the longest in the world, 3,860 kilometers, and the greatest construction enterprise ever undertaken. The engineering problems of building a pipeline over permafrost were monumental, and the environmental impact on the north would have been significant. Tom Berger's Federal Royal Commission was appointed in March of 1974 to consider the proposals and their social and economic impact on the north. The commissioners held community hearings across the north, beginning in 1975 and ending in November 1976. They dealt with the concerns of the native people and environmentalists. The report concluded that a pipeline down the Mackenzie was feasible, but should proceed only after further study and after settlement of native land claims. It recommended successfully a 10-year moratorium. The commission was adamantly opposed to the building of a line across the delicate environment of the northern Yukon. Amid controversy and uncertain economic conditions, both plans were shelved. Next to the Mississippi River, the Mackenzie River is the longest river in North America. It flows from Great Slave Lake in the Northwest Territory, north of the Mackenzie Delta and the Arctic Ocean. The river's sparsely populated basin is one of the few great unspoiled areas of the world. It flows west to Fort Providence, and at Fort Simpson is joined by the muddy waters of the mighty Laird River. Near the North Nahanni River, it flows through a rolling plain and then deflects north past an escarpment of the Mackenzie Mountains. The Redstone and Keel Rivers cut through the mountains and pour into the lowlands through deep canyons. At Fort Norman, the clear cobalt waters of Great Bear River join the Mackenzie as it flows ever northward, singing a song of survival.
In a song of survival, climbing dark mountains to carve out a home in the wild, listening to symphony played in the trees, hearing God's voice whispering please.
The Mackenzie Delta is a vast area of low-lying alluvial islands covered with black spruce. The delta is a maze of channels, cut-off lakes, and circular ponds, which are home to a large muskrat population. Below point separation, the Mackenzie River splits into three channels. The East Channel flows past Inuvik, Peel Channel flows past Aklavik, and the Middle Channel, which flows into the Beaufort Sea, past Tuktoyaktuk. The harbor is open to ships and cargo from July to late September. The Mackenzie River lowland is a great northward extension of the Central Plains. On its west rise the Mackenzie Mountains, and on the east, the Canadian Shield. The valley's surface is mostly glacial gravel, sand, and clay. The plains of Muskeg are broken by stunted spruce and fir, bog swamp, and lakes. Much of the terrain is underlain by permafrost, which presents the greatest challenge to construction and transportation. Alexander Mackenzie explored the river in 1789, and it is after this fur trader that the Europeans named it. But it already had a name, given to it by the first inhabitants, the Dene, which means the people. To them, it is simply the Big River. The Dene Nation is the political organization that represents the Dene or Northern Athapascan-speaking peoples and their descendants of the Mackenzie River Valley. Their headquarters is in Yellowknife. Incorporated in 1970, the organization evolved in response to long-standing concerns over the written terms in the treaties they had signed with the federal government. The federal government has accepted that further negotiations on the Dene interests are necessary. In 1975, the Dene Nation published the Dene Declaration. They presented it to Tom Berger during the pipeline inquiry hearings. The Dene Nation consistently held that Aboriginal rights negotiations were essentially over the establishment of a political relationship between the Dene and the Canadian state. Incompatibility between this position and that of the federal government stalled progress on resolving land claims. Although considerable progress has been made in recent years, for thousands of years, the natives of the Mackenzie Valley in Canada's subarctic have lived by hunting, trapping, and gathering wild plants. Men traditionally do most of the big game hunting, while the women fish, cut, and dry meat and process hides. Since game animals are thinly distributed over vast territories, the Dene of the Mackenzie traditionally have lived in small extended family units of 25 to 30 persons. Subarctic people have been noted for the value they place on personal autonomy as well as for the flexibility of their social organization. These characteristics have helped them respond to the opportunities and limitations of their environment. In their system of kinship, all of the elders become grandfather or grandmother. Since their food quest necessitates mobility, the Dene learn to travel long distances on snowshoe and toboggan. Their myths and legends speak of a culture hero whose personal knowledge and self-reliance were recognized as important survival skills and could outwit evil medicine persons and overcome dangerous animals of the myth time and thus make the world a safer place in which humans can live. The native peoples of the past and future land of the North have learned well their song of survival. Perhaps it's time that we too learn to first listen to and then sing the song of their traditional wisdom and their way of life in harmony and interdependence with all living things.
Sing a song of survival. Climbing dark mountains to carve out a home in the wild. Listening to symphonies played in the trees, hearing God's voice whispering please. Garden into a desert, turning a forest into sand. Ancient man and tiny child, I see you walking hand. From your faces shines the story of our past and future land. Travel this land to the Rocky Mountains.
You've been traveling this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Whiz Bryant. Please feel free to write to us with your comments. We would be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for another fascinating Canadian tale in story and song as we continue to travel this land.
Travel this land to the Fraser Delta, travel this land to the Arctic Sea. Travel this land where the wild loons call, and travel this land, come along with me. Broken bodies by the highway, tiny bird won't fly again. Wild things don't know the reason.
steel highways never end. Paddle dips in silent water. Big river flowing to the sea. Solemn land of silver beauty. I hear you calling out to me. Past and future land.